Today's shiur is Masechta Pesachim Daf Kufav, and we're going to begin on Daf Kufav Omer Aleph, 8 lines from the top. Tana Rabbanan teaches us the brisa. Tana Rabbanan Zuchar Yom Hashabbos Lekatshoi Zachreyu Alayayin. We have to say Kiddush on a cup of wine. Ein Li Ela B'Yoyim. I only know that halacha applies by day. Kiddush by day. Milayla Minayin. How do we know by night also it's required? Tamaloymer Zocher as Yom Hashabbos Lekatshoi. Ask the Gemara. We need to understand this brisa. The brisa seems to assume that Kiddush by day certainly has to be said. And now, how do I know Kiddush by night? Ask the Gemara. Belayla Minayin. The brisa is asking, how do we know we make Kiddush by night? Adrabba, just the opposite. Ikir Kiddusha Belayla Hu Kaddish. The main thing that the main time to make Kiddush is at the beginning of Shabbos. The Kikaddish Tchilas Yoim Boil Kiddushay. When you make Kiddush, you're supposed to make Kiddush at the beginning of Shabbos. For as the Ramban explains, what is the concept of Kiddush? He says the concept of Kiddush is when something begins, you mekadosh it, you sanctify it. You see that by Yovel, at the beginning of the 50th year, they had to declare it the Yovel year. Bezdin, at the beginning of a new month, declares it mekudosh, a new month. So same thing by Shabbos. At the beginning of Shabbos, we're supposed to sanctify Shabbos. Here it seems that by day is more obvious than by night. The Su, and let's analyze the Braisa. The Braisa says, B'layla Menayin, how do you know you make Kiddush by night? Tamaloymer, Zochres Yoim. So the Braisa quotes the pasuk that says, remember the day of Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, Tana Mahada Alayla, the Tana is looking for a pasuk that you make Kiddush by night. And what does it bring as a pasuk? The Kanasle Krodi Yemaima. And you bring a pasuk that speaks about the day. That doesn't make any sense. Says the Gemara Hachikama. This is the way to understand the Braisa. Zochas Yom L'Shabbos L'Katshoi, Zochrei Alayayim B'Knisosoi. You have to make Kiddush on wine at the B'Knisosoi as Shabbos begins. And in fact, the Beis Yosef says B'Knisosoi. You're supposed to make Shabbos at the beginning of Shabbos. That as soon as possible after davening, a person should make Kiddush and not delay making Kiddush Friday night. Because B'Chnisosoi, when Shabbos begins, and based on what we said before from the Ramban, at the beginning of Shabbos, at the beginning of a new event, we're supposed to make Kiddush. There's a Taz, that the Taz says that even if one makes Shabbos early, so when he comes home from shul, it's not yet night, still, since for him it's Shabbos already, he also has the din that he should make Kiddush immediately. And that's the way the Shulchan Aruch Rav paskens. The Mishnah Berurah says that perhaps if somebody made Shabbos early and he comes home from shul and it's not yet night, he doesn't have to automatically say Kiddush if he has a reason to have to delay. Einli ela b'layla. So I only know Kiddush has to be made by night. B'yoyim minayin. How do we know that Kiddush has to be made by day? Tamaloymer zochas yoyim haShabbos. By day also yoyim haShabbos. And the Rajban points out the Gemara doesn't use the language which it uses many times when it amends a brisa of chsuri mechser v'achtani, something's missing, because the Rashbam says nothing is missing. All we did was reverse the brisa. First the brisa assumed that you make Kiddush by day, and how do we know by night? And all we did was just reverse it, that we know by night, and how do we know you have to make by day? So Taisha says that we say vayichulu 3 times. We say vayichulu during the Shmon Esrei. Then we say Vayichulu after Shemon Esrei. And then we say Vayichulu at home at the beginning of Kiddush. What's the reason? Vayichulu that's said as part of Shemon Esrei is because we have to speak about Shabbos. Vayichulu that's said after the Shemon Esrei is because when Yontif comes out on Friday night, in the Nusach of the Shemon Esrei of the Sholosh Regalim, there is no Vayichulu. So since when Yontif comes out on a Friday night, we don't say Vayichulu in the Shemon Esrei. So Chazal said that every time Friday night after Shemon Esrei, we say V'yichulu after the Shemon Esrei because of that circumstance. And then the V'yichulu that's said at home is said L'hoitzi Bonav B'nei Beisoy, the rest of the family members who didn't necessarily daven Ma'ariv and didn't say V'yichulu, that we might see them with saying that V'yichulu.
What is the Chiyuv V'yichulu that
So what's the Chiyuv V'yichulu? So the halacha is that V'yichulu is saying testimony that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and created the world in 6 days, and then on Shabbos, the Yishbois B'Yom HaShvi, on Yom HaShabbos, he stopped. And that's what Aloch is, that Vayichul should be said standing, and it should also be said, not by Yechidus, not by an individual, but said part of the group, because Eidus, testimony, should be said by a group. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, if somebody is b'yichidus, he should still say b'yichulu, not as saying testimony, because you can't say testimony b'yichidus, k'kari b'tayra, like he's saying a parash in the Torah. And the same at home. At home, not necessarily you have a group of people, or a group of men. The answer is that there it's k'kari b'tayra, or that since you already said testimony in shul, when you said vayichulu, the vayichulu that you're saying at home is just lahaitzi bonav abnei beisoy, it's not testimony. Then Tosfos speaks about the shaila kiddush that we said now that you have to make kiddush at night. Alayayin, is that midoraisa midrabonim? So there is no shaila that saying kiddush, being mekadish the yoyim when Friday night begins, is midoraisa. The question is the din of alhayayin midoraisa or not? Some Rishonim say that the chi of a kiddush ala yayin is midoraisa. Others say kiddush is midoraisa, ala yayin is not. And yet there's a third shita that you have to say kiddush on wine, but the drinking of the wine is not midoraisa. Saying it on a cup of wine is required, but not necessarily the drinking is part of the midoraisa. Although lechatchila, the mekadesh, the person making kiddush should drink malay lugmav, chikful, and all the people listening to the kiddush should take a taste from the kiddush. We spoke already about the shaila, that women are mechuyiv in kiddush also, midoraisa. And now the question is, if we are yoytze kiddush midoraisa, if you hold that you don't have to have kiddush al yayim midoraisa, so say we say kiddush with Shemon Esrei. So once family members did not daven, so they're mechuyiv in kiddush midoraisa, because they didn't do kiddush yet. And we, a man who davened already did kiddush. So how could somebody who's mechuyiv in something with rabbanan be mitzi somebody who's only mechuyiv midoraisa? So again, if your kiddush is aliyan is midoraisa, so we still have a chiyuv deraisa. But if otherwise, so some say that since we know we have to be mitzi our family members, so we have in mind not to be yoytzi kiddush with davening, we'll be yoytzi kiddush with the kiddush that we say. Others say that there is a concept of arvis, of responsibility from men to women. So since the woman didn't say kiddush, we're responsible to have her say kiddush. But then I saw another interesting word from Rikki Vega. If you hold that kiddush doesn't have to be alayayin, you have to speak about Shabbos. So if you come home from shul and you tell your wife good Shabbos, and she responds back to you good Shabbos, she was also already yoytzi midoraisa, because she said good Shabbos. She was mekadesh as a Shabbos. So now her chiyuv of kiddush al yayin is midrabanan, and your chiyuv kiddush al yayin is midrabanan, and you can be mitzi her. Continues the Gemara. B'yoy mai mevorach. What is the kiddush by day? Am Rabbi Yehuda, bari priyagofen. All that you have to say is bari priyagofen. And Mishnah Berurah discusses the shaila that the minig is to say before kiddush al kein berich as yom shabbos v'yikatsheyu. And the Mishnah Berurah says that the halach is kol psuka de loy paske moisha and non loy paskinim. You have to say a full pasuk. Al kein berach shem shabbos is only part of a pasuk. So how are you allowed to do that? So the Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't do that. You should say the whole pasuk. Zoch shem shabbos lukatshoy. Say the whole pasuk. The Meram Shik says that the only time you're not supposed to say part of a pasuk is if you're saying a drasha, you're writing a pasuk. So you have to write the whole pasuk. Here we're only saying it to declare that this is L'Kavod Shabbos, and he says you could say even part of a pasuk. So the kiddush by day is by Priya Goffin. Says the Gemara, Rav Ashi Ikalu Mechuza. Rav Ashi came to Mechuza, Omle Ligdash Lamar. He came to Mechuza's Shabbos by day, and they honored him that he should say kiddush. Ligdash Lamar Kedush Rabbah. So they asked him to say kiddush Rabbah, and Havalei, and they gave him a cup of wine. Now he wasn't quite certain what they did by Kedusha Rabbah, what they did by Kiddush by day. Sover, he thought, my new Kedusha Rabbah. What does Kedusha Rabbah mean, this great Kiddush? Amr, Michti Kalak Grochus Kulam Bari Pura Gofen Amr Reisha. He said, the Allah is always to say Bari Pura Gofen first. So what I'm going to do is, Amri Bari Pura Gofen, he'll say Bari Pura Gofen for Agadbei, and I'll schlep it out. If I'll see that everybody's waiting, I know you have to say more. And that means that they say by day the same nusach they say by night, and I'll continue. If I see Chazi and Itaka saw Lahu Savi, saw one of the people sitting by the table, the Gochen Vishasi, he drank. So it became obvious that the entire Kiddush that's said by day is only the Bari Priya Gofen, and he was safe, and he didn't have to say more. Korea Nafshe, Hachochem, Eina Baroshai, I'm smart, I saw what the people did, and I knew not to make a mistake and not to say the wrong Kiddush. So the Gemara calls Kiddush by day Kiddusha Rabba. Why is it called Kiddusha Rabba? So there's a number of pshatim. One pshat is that the Kiddush by day is Bari Priya Gofen. All types of Kiddush, whatever the Nusach of Kiddush is, Friday night, Shabbos by day, Yontif, always has a Bari Priya Gofen. So it's called Kiddush Rabbah because we always have a Bari Priya Gofen in it. Another pshat that I saw is that it's Kiddush Rabbah because the halach is, why do you have to say Kiddush on wine? Because all Shiras v'Shishbachos are set on wine. So when you're saying Bari Priya Gofen, you're reflecting that all Shiras v'Shishbachos are set on wine. That's right, but the day you only say the wine, so that's why it's called Kiddusha Rabba. Another pshat that I saw is that it's Lashon Sagino, it's really a euphemism. The Friday night Kiddush is a long Kiddush, the day it's a short Kiddush, so it's a euphemism, we say Kiddusha Rabba. Another pshat that I saw is that we're going to learn that Friday night is much more of a chiv to make Kiddush on wine. By day, if you don't have wine or under other circumstances, you could use different beverages. So it's called Kiddusha Rabba because you have more of a variety of beverages you can make Kiddush on. Then I saw one more pshat, a beautiful pshat from the Imre Emes. The Imre Emes has pshat like this. We know that the Torah, the Luchas, the Torah was given on Shabbos. In the Luchas, we have the pasuk that we just learned, Zoch Hashem Shabbos L'Kadshai. So when Klal Yisrael came home from a Kabbalah Satira, they all had to make Kiddush. So the first Kiddush that Klal Yisrael made was by day, not by night, because the Torah was given by day. So it's called Kiddusha Rabba because the first Kiddush we made was by day. Now Tosfos asks, how did this person drink from the Kiddush wine before the person who made Kiddush drank? The halach is that Ein Hamasubin Rishoyim Litoim, the people who are being yoytze with my bracha are not allowed to eat from the food that I make bracha on at Shiyutam HaMavaruch until I take the first bite. So how could this person sitting there make a bracha? Take a taste first. So Taisha says, where is that halacha applied? By a hamoitzi. That if I'm making hamoitzi for somebody else, there the halacha is that the person who's relying on me, I have to eat first. But not by Kiddush. So we need to understand, what's the difference between hamoitzi, where he can't eat until I eat, and by Kiddush, that he can't drink before me? That's one Teretz Tosfos gives, and we're going to come back to try to understand the difference between Bari Priya Kiddush and Amaitzi. Tosfos says another Teretz, that when can't the person eat before I eat? If I'm going to drink from the cup of wine, and then from my cup of wine, everybody else is going to get wine. So I have to drink first. But here we're dealing with a situation, says Tosfos, that everybody had their own cup of wine. Since everybody had their own cup of wine, so they could drink even before I drink. And in fact, Taisha says, the same thing is by Hamoitzi. If the people are relying on me for Hamoitzi, if everybody has their own role, they could eat before I eat. Unless, Taisha says, if I have Lechem Mishnah and they don't, so they're relying on me for Lechem Mishnah, so then they have to wait till I eat first, I the one making a bracha. So the Mashah says that these two Terutzim of Taisha are arguing. But what's the Machlaikas? So perhaps the machlokes is the bracha that we make Bari Priya Gofen by Kiddush by day. That's all the Kiddush is, Kiddusha Rabba. What is it? Is it a Birchas Hanenen or is it a Birchas HaMitzvos? The halach is the Birchas Hanenen. You can't be mighty somebody else with a Birchas Hanenen unless you eat also. I can't make a Bari Priya Eitz on an apple unless you owes for you, unless both of us are eating an apple. A Birchas HaMitzvos, I can make a bracha for you, for Shaifer, for Megillah, even though I was already Mekayim the Mitzvah. So the first Teretz of Tosfos holds that Birchas HaMoitzi is a Birchas HaNenen. So you can't eat until I eat. Birchas HaKiddush is a Birchas HaMitzvah. So you could drink before I drink. Where will this be relevant? The Brisker Rav says Chiddush Priskurov, says that we spoke that Kiddush, even if you don't drink from the Kiddush, you can be Yoytze Kiddush. The Chatchila, the Rashbam, Tois was said that everybody should drink from the Kiddush. But you can be Yoytze without. So it says the Priskurov, that's only by night. Because by night, it's a Birchas HaMitzvahs. So Birchas HaMitzvahs, you don't have to drink. But if it's a Birchas HaNenin, if you want to be Yoytze with my Birchas HaNenin, you have to actually eat. So says the Briskerov, by day, if you want to be Yoytze with somebody else's Kiddush, everybody has to drink themselves. The Chelkis Yaakov, I saw, disagrees. He obviously holds, like the first Teretz of Taisvus, that Kiddush is different than the Amaitzi. Kiddush is a Birchas HaMitzvahs, and he quotes many times that he was by big Rebbes and big Gedolim. They made Kiddush for thousands of people, and not everybody drank. Why? Because it's a Birchas HaMitzvahs. The second Teretz obviously holds that Kiddush is also a Birchas HaNenin, but now he says a new halacha in Birchas HaNenin, that even by Birchas HaNenin, if you have your own roll, you have your own cup of wine, as long as it's not a pogum cup of wine, Taisvus says, you could drink before I drink. Another shaila. Why is Kiddush made by day? So machlokes rishonim. Some rishonim say that Kiddush is made by day, just like by night. We have to be Mekadosh Leil Shabbos by making Kiddush. We also have to be Mekadosh Yoim HaShabbos by making Kiddush. Another pshat.
Which one has to suffice?
No, just like by night. Just like by night, it doesn't suffice. It doesn't suffice by night. Another pshat that's given is that a Shabbos Sudas Choshev is significant, and a significant meal has wine. What's the nafkamina between these two pshatim? There are two very big nafkaminas that are machloikis rishonim lahalocha. One is, are you allowed to drink Friday night? You're not allowed to take any drink. We're going to learn the Gemara on the base before Kiddush. What's going to be the halacha? Are you allowed to eat or drink before you make Kiddush by day? If you say that it's the same as the Friday night Kiddush, so just like you're not allowed to eat or drink before you make Friday night Kiddush, you're not allowed to eat or drink before you make the Shabbos by day Kiddush. If, on the other hand, you're going to say it's just that a Shabbos meal should have wine, then the Shabbos meal will have wine, but that shouldn't prevent you from eating or drinking before you make Kiddush. That's one nafkamina l'alocha. Another nafkamina l'alocha is the shalosh shudas require wine. If you say the issue is that you're supposed to be Mekadosh Yom HaShabbos, so when you make Kiddush by Friday, by day, Shabbos by day, it's enough. If you're going to say that a Shabbos meal must have wine, then even shalosh shudas has to have wine. And actually the Rambam paskins that shalosh shudas should have wine. Because of this reason. Every Shabbos meal has to have wine.
Wine.
Because it makes it choshev. A Shabbos meal is choshev, and a choshev meal has to have wine. Continues the Gemara. Amri b'nei Rav Chiya. The b'nei Rav Chiya said, Mishloi hivdol. If somebody did not make kiddush, did not make havdalah b'matzah Shabbos, mavdav ahoyle b'kol Shabbos kula, he can make havdalah during the week. V'ad kam until when? Amri b'zeira, ad revi b'Shabbos. Until end of Tuesday. Ki hodi yosr Rav Zeira kamei de Rav Asi, if somebody wrote Chas V'Shalom that he's giving his wife a get, and he wrote, I'm giving to you after Shabbos. So Chod B'Shabbos, Trei V'Tlosa, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, are all considered Bosa Shabbos. Arba V'Chamsho, Ma'ali Yoyma, Wednesday, Thursday, and Erev Shabbos are considered Kameh Shabbos, are considered before Shabbos. And that's why things that you're doing L'Kovet Shabbos should preferably be done from Wednesday and on. Now, there's a very fundamental machloikis rishonim. When we say havdalah could be made Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, what's pshat? It's pshat that the zman for havdalah is Motzoi Shabbos, that Chazal allowed us to make up until Tuesday, through Tuesday, or the zman of havdalah is till Tuesday. What's going to be the nafkamina? Let's say, Rachman Tzlan, somebody's an oinen, Motzoi Shabbos. So he's not mechuyev, he's not allowed to make havdalah. If we're going to say Sunday, Monday, Tuesday are only make up, you can't make up something you weren't obligated to do. If on the other hand, the zman is till Tuesday evening, so somebody is an oinen rachman tzlan matzoi Shabbos, so matzoi Shabbos he can't make havdalah, he'll make havdalah Sunday, Monday, Tuesday after the kvura. Another nafkamina is if somebody didn't make havdalah matzoi Shabbos, b'mezid, wal bir halacha. If it's a makeup, so we know there's no tashlumin for mezid. If somebody be mezid, didn't daven a tefillah, there's no tashlumin. If on the other hand we'll say it's the Zman is till Tuesday, then he can make Avdalah until Tuesday evening. What about Matzoy Yontif? If somebody didn't make Avdalah Matzoy Yontif, what's the halacha? So Rekiva Eger says that the Gemara doesn't speak about a makeup for Avdalah, and he says that he only make Avdalah the next day, Isru Chag. If he doesn't make Avdalah by the time Isru Chag is over, he can no longer make Avdalah. Mitzchus Chinuch takes a different approach. He says the Gemara Masech the Gittin says that when we say Bosu Yontif, after Yontif, how much does that take? What's the duration of Bosu Yontif? The Gemara says 15 days. So says the Mechitz Chinuch, really you'd be able to make Havdalah for Yontif till 15 days. However, he says, it's impossible that you should have 15 days without a Matzoi Shabbos. So once Matzoi Shabbos comes, and you'll make Havdalah for the Shabbos, that Havdalah will work for the Yontif, so the shear, till when you can make up, according to Mechitz Chinuch, Havdalah that wasn't made on Yontif, is until the first Matzoi Shabbos after Yontif. The Paiskim also compares Gemara to the Halacha that was supposed to say every Shabbos, Shnai Mikrav Echatargam. So the Paiskim say, just like we're saying regarding Havdalah, till Tuesday is considered continuation of Shabbos, the same thing is regarding Shnai Mikrav Echatargam. You could say it till Tuesday. However, there's a Taisvis that disagrees. Taisvis says that since Shabbos afternoon, we already begin reading next week's parasha, so Shnai Mekav Echatagim is until Shabbos afternoon by Mincha. Continues the Gemara. Amar of Yaakov Bar Idi, Avaloy Al-Or. Even though we're speaking that Avdalah could be made till Tuesday, through Tuesday, but Oire Ma'ir Ha'esh could only be made on Matzoi Shabbos. And the reason is, because as we explained, why do we make a Bari Ma'ir Ha'esh Matzoi Shabbos? Because it commemorates that Eish was created on Matzoi Shabbos, so you have to make it only on Matzoi Shabbos. And the Rishonim will say, certainly, Bari Mina B'Samim can only be said on Matzoi Shabbos. Because the Bari Mina B'Samim is said to commemorate that the Nefesh Yisera, the Neshama Yisera leaves. But that's on Matzoi Shabbos. On Tuesday, you remember that the Neshama Yisera leaves. It left already a long time ago. The Bari Mina B'Samim isn't going to change anything. Amar Abun Amarav. Hanoitel Yodov, if somebody washes Netilas Yadayim, Lo Yikadosh. Now, if somebody is going to be making kiddush on wine, he should not wash in the Netilas Yadayim and then make kiddush, because that will be a hesach hadas, because you're supposed to pay attention to your hands, and by washing and then making kiddush, it's going to have a hesach hadas. So what should you do if you did it? Says the Rashbam, somebody else should make kiddush and you should hear his kiddush. There's a Rashi. Rashi, Masechta Brachos, Masechta Sukkah, says that let's say somebody's in the middle of davening Shemoneh Esrei and the Chazan gets up to Kedusha. What should he do? He should be quiet and listen, and because of Shemei Ka'ina, he'll be Mekayim Kedusha. Tosfos disagrees. He says if Shemei Ka'ina, it's a hefsek. We spoke about this when we learned Masechta Brachos. It's an interruption. Here we seem to have a proof to Rashi, because Rashi seems to, the Gemara seems to say that according, you could listen to, you wash your hands, you're not allowed to be Masiach Das, but listen to somebody else saying Kiddush. So the Pais can say the Gemara is not comparable. Why? Because here the issue is Hesach Das. So if you're making Kiddush, you're not going to be paying attention to your hand. But listening to somebody else make Kiddush is not a Hesach Das. There, by davening, there's an issue of Hefsik, an interruption. Listening to somebody else say that, the Kedusha, and you doing Shemei Ka'ina may be considered a hefsek. So you can't compare the Gemara. So Tosfos asks, there's a Gemara Masechta Chulin. The Gemara Masechta Chulin says that somebody could wash his hands in the morning and have in mind that he's going to watch him all day, and it's no problem. He doesn't have to wash his hands every time he eats bread. So why is this any worse? So there are three answers given to that question. One answer is that you're not really supposed to rely on that. Wash your hands in the morning and rely on it all day. So here too, you're not supposed to say, I'm going to wash my hands, then make Kiddush and rely on until you're dying from before. That's one answer. Another answer is, when could you make such a condition? That's only if you make Kiddush, that's only if you wash in the morning, not when you're washing for bread. When you wash in the morning your hands, you say, I'm washing my hands now, and I'm going to watch my hands all day. But let's say somebody washes in the morning for a meal, that he can't make that condition. Then Taisha says a third answer. Taisha says, the Gemara says, Hanoitel Yodov Leperis, if somebody washes his hands before he eats a fruit, Hareza Megasei Ruach, it shows that he's arrogant. So here what happened? He washed his hands before he made Kiddush on wine. Wine is Peris, it's fruit. Hareza Megasei Ruach, it's arrogant. So we tell him, we don't want you to wash your hands. We don't want you to make Kiddush on a Geffen, because then you're going to end up being considered arrogant. And we don't want you to be considered arrogant. The Ramah says that the minig is to make kiddush, to wash before kiddush, but all the paiskim, Mishabura, everybody says that you should not luchatchila. We have to finish the gemara. Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marse, akat loy nafshi de Rav. Rav just recently passed away, and shechinen l'shmatze, and you already forgot what he said. Because zimnan sagia have kamim the kamei de Rav. Many times I ate the Friday night meal by Rav. Zimnan de chaviv loy refta. Many times he wanted to make kiddush on bread, because as Tosfos speaks by Riches, kiddush may be made on bread Friday night. Why? Because since, as we've learned so many times, kiddush b'makom suda, so the kiddush and the suda are so linked together, so therefore kiddush can be made on bread. So if he wanted to make kiddush on bread, he washed and then made kiddush, even though he made the whole kiddush. We have a hefsik, so we see it's no hefsik. And zimnan, sometimes the chaviv alei chamra, he wanted to make kiddush on wine, but kaddish a chamra. So the way the Rashbam learns the Gemara is like this: certainly, when Rav made kiddush on wine, he did not wash before he made kiddush, because the kiddush would be a hefsek. But since we see that when he made kiddush on bread, he did wash and then make the kiddush, so we see that the kiddush can't be considered a hefsek. So therefore, if somebody did the wrong thing and did wash before making kiddush, you can't say that the kiddush would be, that the washing is disqualified, he can't make kiddush, because we see that it's not so terrible, it's not a hefsek. That's the way the Rashbam learns the Gemara. Other Rishonim learn the Gemara that he specifically always washed before he made kiddush, even when he made kiddush on wine. So from here we see that you should always wash before kiddush, and that's the minig that the Ramah quotes, that all the Pais can say that's not the way we should act. L'chatchila, if you're making kiddush on wine, you should wash after wine. Amrav hun amrav. Tom ain't a mekadosh. If somebody tasted any food before he made kiddush, he should no longer make kiddush. Machlokes, what should he do? Some say he should listen to kiddush to someone else, and some say he should no longer eat tonight. Tomorrow he should make kiddush, and they'll say to, and the halach is if you don't make kiddush Friday night, then you say the whole long kiddush by day. That's what he should do. So the mefarshim try to understand. Normally the halach is if you're not allowed to eat before you do a mitzvah, you're not allowed to eat. But ti'imut, that's taking a taste of something, is mutter. Why over here were Chazal so makbid, were so strict, that not only are you not allowed to eat, but you're not allowed to even do a ti'imut? So mefarshim answer that normally when we say that you're not allowed to eat before you do a mitzvah, why? Because we're concerned that if you're going to start to eat, you'll forget or you won't, something will happen, you won't do the mitzvah. So that's only when you eat. By ti'ima, we're not worried about it. However, by kiddush, the reason why we're not allowed to eat before kiddush is not because we're concerned that you're going to get caught up in the meal, and you'll get caught up in the meal and you won't make kiddush. Chazal wanted, as we said earlier in the shir, that the first thing you do Friday night is make kiddush. B'chnisosoy, make kiddush. So therefore, even ti'ima contradicts that, and therefore you're not allowed to do any ti'ima before kiddush. In fact, the poskim discuss what happens if a woman lights candles, and from when she lights candles, it could be quite a while till her husband comes home from shul, and she gets very thirsty. What should she do? So the poskim say the right thing to do, the Masham says this, the Ches Yitzchak says it, that she make kiddush. A woman can make kiddush. She's mechuyev midaraisa to make kiddush. She should make her own kiddush and drink and eat. But that's not always easily done. So the Ches Yitzchak says that if a woman really doesn't want to make her own kiddush, if it's still before Bein Hashmashos when she gets so thirsty, and she hasn't davened Ma'ariv yet, she could take a drink. Certainly, he says, if she needs to take a medicine, just take a little water to help the medicine go down, it's mutter. The Ktsoy Sashulchan says that even though the Gemara here is being so strict about not taking any taste before Kiddush, he says if a woman has a situation that she has to light the candles because it's the Zman, but now she's concerned once she lights the candle she can't eat or drink anything and she's thirsty, he says, so even though normally we don't advise women to light candles out tonight, that they should make a condition that I'm not being Mekabel Shabbos with the lighting candles, it's better, he says, that the woman should light the candles Bezman and make the Tanai and therefore be able to take a drink after lighting the candles versus taking the drink and lighting the candles late. Ravas Boimenei before I go further, Tosfos asks a question. If the halacha is that you're not allowed to drink anything before Kiddush, we learned at the beginning of this perek that they make Kiddush in Shul, and the Mekadesh used to drink from the wine, but he wasn't being Mekayim Mitzvah Kiddush. He made Kiddush when he got home. So he's drinking before Kiddush. So how's the mutter? So Tosfos says that when we say you're not allowed to take a drink before Kiddush, means you're not allowed to take a drink that you want to take a drink. But if you're taking a drink because Chazal said you have to drink from the wine that you make Kiddush in Shul, that's okay. Continues the Gemara. Here we said that the Gemara is being very strict about taking any drink or any food before Kiddush. What about before Avdallah? If you did take a drink before Avdallah, Vadi, you're not supposed to drink or eat anything before Avdallah. If you did, it's fine. Vasi Amitom Enim Avdallah. If you taste, you're not allowed to make Avdallah yourself anymore. You have to listen to someone else. Says the Gemara. Yirmi ba Abi Ikel Lebei Ravasi. Came to Ravasi's home. Ishtali v'tom midi. He accidentally ate something before Avdallah. Havel like kasa, and then they gave him a cup of wine for Avdol. Omle devisa. So Rav Asi's wife said to Rabbi Yirmiya, v'amalo oved hachi. Rav Asi, my husband, would never allow Avdallah to be made after somebody drank. Omele, so he said, Shafgei, Karabis, really. Leave him alone, he holds like his Rebbe. The Rashbam says he means Rav. Tosfos says it doesn't mean Rav, because he was also, Rabbi Yirmiya was also Talmud of Rav, he meant Rav Huna. Omer of Yosef, and I hold that you're allowed to take a drink after, even though you shouldn't have, if you take a drink, you still can make Avdol. Ask Tosfos. There's a famous Gemara. The Gemara says, Hash to behemta shel tzadikim, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi takol al yodom. That even a behema, even the animal of a tzadik, doesn't make a mistake. Kosh ken tzadikim atzmim, certainly tzadikim himself. So how did Rav Yirmiya make such a big mistake that he drank before Avdallah? He's a tzaddik. Answers Tosfos that when we say that Kodesh Baruch Hu makes sure that tzaddikim don't make a mistake, it means that they shouldn't eat mechol sasuris. They shouldn't eat something non-kosher. Here the wine was what was drunk before the Avdallah was 100% kosher. Had a OU extra. It only was that he drank it when he wasn't allowed to drink it. On that there's no concept that Kodesh Baruch Hu maybe takol b'yodim. Amr of Yosef Amr Shmuel, Tom, if somebody took a drink or ate something, Enim Kaddish, Tom Enim Avdol. Rav Nachman Amr, Rav Nachman says, Rav Amr Rav Nachman Amr Shmuel, Tom Kaddish, if you did take a drink, you shouldn't have, you could still make Kiddish, but Tom, if you did take a drink, Mavdi still could make Avdol. Before I end the shir, I just want to say something interesting that I saw regarding the Gemara we saw in Amr Aleph. The Gemara Amr Aleph told us a story. Rav Ashi came to Mechuzah, and they asked him to make Kiddush by day. And he wasn't quite certain what the right Nusach was. So he figured out, because he saw the man take a drink after he made the Bar Priya Goffin. So the Paiskim asked, Rav Ashi obviously made Kiddush his whole life by day. So he had a Nusach. So how could he change his Nusach because the people in Mechuzah might have done different? He has to make the Kiddush that he has to make. So based on this, the Chidah and Rav Moshe and Digris Moshe say that when you come to a place that has a different minig than yours, you have to follow their minig. The Chidah says, for example, by Sfardim the minig is that in Rosh Chodesh they don't make a bracha on Hallel. Ashkenazim do. So the Chidah says that if somebody who's a Sfardi davens in an Ashkenazi minion and he's the Baal Tefillah and he says Hallel in Rosh Chodesh, you should make a bracha. Rav Moshe says, for example, many people say Hallel by Pesach by night in Shul. There are people that don't. So he says, what's the halach of somebody's davening in a minyan that says Hallel and you don't? So he says, if you're not davening as the Baal Tefillah, so don't make a bracha. Hallel you could say, he says. You could say the Hallel, but don't make a bracha. What about if you're the Baal Tefillah? So he says, based on this Gemara, make a bracha. Interestingly enough, Rabbi Avadya Yosef in the Yabi Omer quotes Rav David Jungreis, who says differently. He says, in this Gemara, what was the question? Do you say Bari Priyagofen, and do you continue saying more? So he didn't know what the minig was. He would have followed the local minig. He says, when it comes to say Hallel, in a place, and you hold that you're not supposed to say Hallel, what's the bracha that we make in Hallel? Baruch Ato Hashem al Kenem Elcha Yilom HaShek Lishonem Mitzvayisov V'tzivonu. We were commanded the Christ of Hallel. But if you hold you're not supposed to say Hallel with a bracha, or you're not supposed to say Hallel at all, how could you say V'tzivonu? We were commanded. We weren't commanded. So therefore he says that even if you're in a place where they make a bracha on Hallel, but you hold that you shouldn't say V'tzivonu, you shouldn't make the bracha. Make the bracha.